Thursday night, President Bush devoted an hour of his 60th birthday to a White House sit-down with a major news organization. It was a rare exercise for the president, who so mistrusts the media filter, he has substantially filtered the media out of his executive routine. But there he was, along with the First Lady, answering questions live to tape on CNN. A million or so viewers caught the broadcast. One of them was Bob.
Larry King? CNN gets an hour with the president and they send Larry King? In cowboy boots, no less. Okay, let's figure the White House wasn't going to let George Bush sit down with John King or Christiane Amanpour or Dr. Sanjay Gupta or anyone else more likely than Larry to hold presidential feet to the fire. So, presuming this would be Larry King Live or no Bush exclusive at all, let's give one of broadcasting's most inveterate interviewers the benefit of the doubt. And sure enough, some of the questions were just the ones, say, I would have asked.
So there's no doubt, if you had to do it all over again, knowing that WMDs weren't there, you'd still go in. How well are we prepared if there's another Katrina? Are you optimistic that this Korean thing will be resolved?
Absolutely. I'm optimistic that all problems will be resolved.
The president, alas, wasn't especially revealing. So Larry challenged, interrupted, and repeated the questions relentlessly.
She told me it was not her decision. It was ABC's decision.
But I said...
She held it off for a while. They wanted to do it earlier. Is that true?
Oh, wait. That wasn't Thursday with the president. That was last week with Star Jones Reynolds about her firing from The View. No, with the president, Larry was as relentful as can be.
Al Gore was on recently on this program, and concerning the environment, he said President Bush and Vice President Cheney have anointed to every key position that has anything to do with climate change special interest spokesmen for the oil companies, coal companies. And this is no secret. How do you respond to that? Have you seen his film?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, I guess politics never stops.
Politics, Larry? After the president stopped rambling about ethanol or whatever, couldn't he have brought up the Kyoto Treaty he won't sign? What about censoring NASA scientists who acknowledge global warming? Yeah, first questions are great, but journalism isn't about going down the list. It's about following up and getting answers. An hour with the president squandered this way is just so frustrating. The thing about a free press is either use it or lose it. A point made painfully clear when Larry raised the president's attack on the New York Times for informing the public about how private bank records are routinely tracked in the war on terror.
It doesn't make any sense to me to give the enemy our game plan on how we're going to deal with them.
Isn't that a ticklish line, though, free press? You've got to support a free press.
I do support a free press strongly. I also want people to recognize that we're at war. And I just don't understand. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Laura, we asked emails, and one came in for you. I read that you were once a librarian.
Yes, Mrs. Bush. Do tell. Inquiring minds want to know.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.